Tuesday night, or L'chav Dalet Iyar, Dvar Halacha and Chayus Halacha. Next week, Meir is 8:15, starting next week, for the next few months, really. And tomorrow night, you have to do what you're doing now, which is leave right after Meir. Don't stay for anything, Chas V'Shalom. Right after Meir, just run out, like you're doing now. Perfect. You're practicing, I'm sure. Okay, so last night we talked about broken glasses, and the frame popped out. What's the frame? The lens popped out, or maybe the earpiece of the frame. So we talked about Shema Yiska, and you can't put it back even loosely, Shema Yiska. Now, there's also, it's Muktza, but it's not Muktza for the reason you think. There's a din that maybe is not so well known. If you have a kli on Shabbos, or even before Shabbos, it breaks. But it breaks in a way that that piece that's broken can be reattached to the place it came from. Like this piece of an eyeglass frame, or the lens. It's not muktzah. A shever kli, even if it has no use now, but it's part of a kli, and it's going to be reattached to the kli. So it's not be'etzem muktzah. It's not like muktzah machmas gufo, which you might think. It's not muktzah. It's a chiddush. But here's what's interesting. Because of the gezeira shema yiska, Chazal will go there that it should be muktzah. It's like a gezeira that you shouldn't touch it or wear it, because then you might come shema yiska. So that's a gzeira of muktzah of Shema Yiska, which means that on Yom Tiv, it's not muktzah, because there's no Shema Yiska on Yom Tiv, we saw yesterday. And another chiddush is, usually when Chazal make a gzeira, they don't like deal with the keisha b'fanecha. They just make a gzeira, it's like plug. But here, if it gets lost, this is part of the din, if the piece gets lost, let's say the lens shatters, or the frame gets lost, then the eyeglass it's no longer muktzah. Mitzad is gezeira of muktzah, because there's no shema yiska, because the piece got lost. As I say, usually Chazal don't get so pragmatic with their gezeiras, but here they did, and they said if it gets lost or it got broken, so if you like, you know, you have glasses and you can't see without glasses, so what do you do? It's muktzah. They said it's muktzah. By the way, if it's the derech to wear glasses without a thing, if like it's something people do, I don't know how to judge how commonly it has to be, but they do it, then there's no mugzer shem yiska either. There's no mugzer shem yiska if it, people wear it that way. So there's no necessarily shem yiska. But if it's not that way, so you say it's muktza, but I want to wear it. What do I do? So there's an eitzah. If you want to, you can. If you kick the piece down the sewer or something, if you get rid of the piece, you're not allowed to break it on Shabbos, but if you kick it into a place where it's never, then this becomes a muktzah again. So, because there's only a muktzah of gzeira shema yiska. So, because that's a chiddush. I mean, if people don't realize, it's really often a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos about Dalsei HaKelim, the Nishbru. But there you can maybe say it has a use, but even if it has no use, which means a button is not muktzah. That's what it means. A button bedsim is not muktzah when it comes off. But maybe there's a gzeira there also, shema yitfar, maybe. But al kaponim, it's not conceptually muktzah. Because if something comes off of a kli, and it's roi to be put back, it's not muktzah. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvavis in Shara HaBechina, number 48. We're learning about a child growing up, and the amazing niflos, the nisim, and chazdei Hashem that are involved in a child's growing up. So, umerov ha-tova lo-odom, another benefit that Hashem gives that you don't even think about. You don't realize what Shara Bechina is trying to do, besides having you do Bechina, is really sensitize you to things, and then you will realize when you're sensitized how Chazdei Hashem and Chochmas Hashem and Gvuras Hashem is all around us all the time. And even things that we take for granted. Not just growing up. Because a child, when he's growing up, he would get overwhelmed. He's powerless. He's helpless. So if he realizes that everybody he sees is bigger than him and stronger than him, and he could be left alone, and he's a helpless, powerless creature, and there's good in the world and bad in the world. If he would realize any of these things, says the Chazal Lovelace, he'd be mishtageya, go out of his mind. He would probably die from fright. But Merova told the Adam that he's stupid. Shenenu maskil v'lo makar hatov arabes, he'll do so. So the child's in his crib, you know, and he's playing, and he's giggling, and everybody's standing around looking at him, and he thinks he's the center of the universe. He doesn't know he's the most powerless person in the room, and if they would walk out, he would starve to death. Can't even climb out of his crib. What's he going to do? But he doesn't have any seichel, so he thinks that he's the king of the world. So, if his seichel and his perception would be shleimim, the yaker, and he would automatically see that Yisroel b'nei Adam olav, that he's like at everybody's mercy. They fend for themselves. He's dependent on them. Umehirus t'niyusam, they could do what they want. He's stuck in a crib. Unekiyusam, they clean, and he's, you know, he makes in his diaper. He would go crazy. Hayamaisman had the ogav v'hayogon. He would die from worry and depression. So Teretz says he has no seichel. So he's sameach b'chelko. That's the child is. He's happy, you know. He has someone feeding him, someone dressing him, someone cleaning him. He doesn't chap that he's nothing and powerless. So he's sameach b'chelko. So we should learn from the child. Okay. Then he talks about the child crying, and how a child's crying is very, very physically beneficial. He says something that we don't really understand. It was based on the medicine of his time. But the Rav Avigdor Miller brings down the physical benefits of crying to us, the way modern medicine understands it, the amazing thing that happens when you cry. Okay, I'll stop there. Okay, so if you can send that mic.